Okay, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah says, "Hayadaim mitamos umitaharos ad haperek." The hands can become tame and they can become tahar up until the joint. Now, it's just important to note the word here is mitamos. It's not mitamos. To be mitamo, to be mitame, is to transmit tuma. To be mitame, that means for it itself to become tame. Same thing for mitahir is to purify something else. To be mitahir is for the thing itself to become tahor. So now we're saying hands can become tame, it can become tahor up until the joint. What joint are we talking about? So there's two basic schools of thought here. Either that we're talking about in the mission of the joint joining the palm of the hand to the arm. In other words, the wrist. We're talking about up until the wrist. Or we can be talking about the joint from the where the knuckles join the palm. In other words, the knuckles that are closest to the wrist. So up until that joint is what we're talking about. And we'll explain what we mean in a second. So Mishnah explains. Ketzad, how exactly does that play out? So the Mishnah says, Natal Aser Rishonim, if he poured the first waters, now remember again, he's doing two rinsings. The first rinsing, so he pours the first waters, Ad HaPerek, he pours the first waters up until the joint. In other words, he does a full netila, he does a full pouring, a full rinsing onto his hand. He covers the entire region of the hand that has to be poured on. Ves HaShniyim Chutz LaPerek. And then when he pours the second waters, the second rinsing, well, that he does outside of the joint. In other words, he does it beyond the joint. So let's assume, like the school of thought, that the joint that we're talking about in the Mishnah is the wrist. So that means that the first waters that you pour go up until the wrist. And then the second waters that you pour go beyond the wrist. They go up onto the arm. Okay, so now, then what happens is, v'chazru layad. And then they go back, the second waters that he pours, they go back onto the hand. In other words, let's say like this. Let's say when he does the first netila, he holds his hands downwards, where his fingers are pointed downwards. He pours the water, and the water only covers his wrist. Then he pours the second waters, and his hands are somewhat elevated, so that the water goes up onto his arm. And then when he points his hands downward, his fingers pointing downward to the ground again, now as the waters that were above his wrist roll back down below his wrist onto his hand. So now, what's the halach in this case? The Mishnah says, Tahora. His hands are tar. Now, why would you think his hands are not tar? And that's because it'll be a little easier once we discuss the second case, but it's because as follows. What we discussed until now is that when the first water, the hands are tameh on a level derabana, they're tamas shnia. And now when you pour the waters onto the hands, the waters purify that hand. But what happens to the water? So we said that hands have the ability to be metameh waters. So the first waters that you pour into the hands, they themselves become tameh. And we don't want those waters floating around. So you have to rinse them off again so that the first waters are purified. So over here, though, the question is, well, what about water that comes into contact with the region above the hand? What about waters that come into contact with the arm? Are those waters that come into contact with the arm, are they also going to become tummy? And the answer is no. Those waters don't become tummy. Now, if they did become tummy, what would happen when those waters, when you pour the second waters and they exceed the wrist, they go up onto the arm and then they roll back down onto the hand? Well, if they were tummy, then they would make the rest of the hand tummy. But that's not the case. Okay. Now, the Mishnah goes on and gives a contrast, though. Not the lesser Rishonim. If you poured the first waters, the Eseshnim and the second waters, chutz l'perek, outside of the joint. In other words, you poured both the first waters. When you do the first rinsing, you pour the waters and you pour too much water. And the water that you pour goes beyond the wrist, goes up onto the arm. And then the second waters that you pour also go up onto the arm. So now, when you point your hands downwards and the waters that you poured flow onto the hand, well, there are waters, the first waters, originally when you pour them onto the hand and now they exceed the wrist and now they roll back down, those waters are going to be tummy. They were never purified by the Mayim Shneem. Again, what happens here? Normally we say that when you pour waters, if you would pour water only up until the wrist, so you pour the first rinsing, the water that's on your hand is now tameh. So you pour second waters, and those second waters are metahir, those first waters. But what about if, when I pour the first pouring onto my hand, those waters travel up onto my arm. And then I pour the second waters, and the second waters also travel up onto my arm. Well, the water that was up on my arm from the first, from the Mayim Rishonim, those waters are tame because they came into contact with my hand. Now when they roll back down, well, there are going to be tame. Why weren't they purified when you poured too much of the second waters? The answer is because the second waters are metahar only the water that's on the hand itself, not the water that's above the hand, that's above the wrist, that's on the arm. So natalas rishonim ve'esashnim chutz laperek. If you poured the first waters and the second waters outside of the joint, let's say it's above the wrist, v'chazuliyad, and then they go back down onto the hand, tameya, the hand is going to be tame. Okay. Now, natalas harishonim liyado achas. Let's say he poured the first waters only onto one hand. So let's say Reuven is pouring water onto his right hand. V'nimlach v'natal etzashniim l'shteyarav. Now, what happens is that he has second thoughts. Originally, he was thinking that he only wanted to be metahir one hand. So he does the first netilah, does the first pouring only onto one hand, which means that now, let's say his right hand is the one that he rinsed off, he needs mayim shniim for the right hand. But let's say he changes his mind and he says, I want both my hands to become tar. So he asks Shimon, can you pour water onto my two hands? So what he does is he holds his right hand and left hand close together, and Shimon pours the water onto his two hands in one shot. Now, if he does that, then what's happening now is that as far as the right hand is concerned, he's pouring Mayim Shneim onto those waters. But as far as the left hand is concerned, he's pouring not Mayim Shneim because he hasn't rinsed it yet with anything. He hasn't poured any water on it. So now his left hand is receiving Mayim Rishonim. But that would mean then is that the waters that are on his left hand are Tame, while the waters that are on his right hand are tar. So if his hands are close together and they are touching to one another, they become, the left hand waters are metame, the first hand waters. Okay, so that's why we say, if he poured the first waters onto his one hand, in other words, onto his right hand, let's say, and then he changes his mind, and then he pours the second waters onto his two hands. So let's say, the case that I'm using is he has Shimon pour the second waters onto his two hands at one shot. He puts his two hands together, and Shimon pours the water onto both hands. Timaeus, his hands are going to be tummy, for the reason that we said, because the left hand only had one rinsing on it, which means that those waters that are on his left hand are tummy. Now, when if his hands are close together and he touches his left hand to his right hand, well, now the waters that are on his left hand are metame the water on his right hand, so he's metame. So that doesn't help. Natal es harishonim l'shteyadav. If he poured the first waters onto his two hands. Okay, so now here, let's say Reuven asks Shimon if Shimon can pour water onto his two hands at the same time. So not those Rishon l'shteyadav. He pours the first waters onto his two hands simultaneously. He puts his two hands together, and Shimon pours the water. V'nimlach, and then he changes his mind. V'natal es hashniim liyado achas, and he does a rinsing of the second waters only onto his one hand, only onto one of his hands. So he changes his mind, he doesn't want both of his hands to be tar, so he pours water only onto his right hand, let's say. Yada tara, so his hand is tar, his right hand is going to be tar, it had experienced two rinsings. Okay, now, natal yado achas, if he poured onto one of his hands, v'shivshiva v'chaverta, and then, now he has to dry that water. Well, instead, now remember, the way that we discussed it before, is that once you pour the first rinsing onto your two hands, so now you just have to get rid of that water. Now, either you could pour water, the second waters, onto your hands. You do a second rinsing, and that is metahir, the waters that's on your hands. Or you could just dry them. That's the other way to do it. So let's say he rinses one hand, and then v'shif shifa v'chavirta, he rubs the hand on his other, on its friend, on the other hand, in order to dry it. Tamea. Well, that hand that he rinsed is now going to be tame. Why is that? That's because the waters that are on it become tame by coming into contact with the left hand that he wasn't metahir. Okay, now, berosho bekosel, if he rubbed it, if after doing netila on one hand, he rubbed the hand on his head, over kosel, or on the wall, shtora, well then the hand is tar because now the water has been rid, it's on his head or the wall, and those things are not metamic. Notlin arba v'chamisha, you can pour water onto four or five people's hands, ze b'tzad ze, with this one next to this one. In other words, let's say Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda all line up together, and they line up their hands all in a row, where they're all smacked next to each other, And now Yisachar pours water onto all of their hands in one shot. Let's say he has a very wide pan of some sort filled with water. Now he dumps the water onto all of their hands simultaneously. So that's, you can do that. O ze al gabe ze, or this one on top of this one. Now we're going to understand this, let's say, the way that the Rambam explains this, and that is, let's say you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. They put their hands all one on top of each other, and directly on top of each other. And now Yisachar pours the water on top of the topmost hands, and the water trickles down, covering all of their hands. So that works. Why? The way that the Rambam explains it is because we view, since their hands are all connected to each other, we view them like one big hand. And that's why it can work. Ubavachi Rapu, but says the Mishnah, has provided that their hand, they loosen their hands so that the water can actually go through and trickle down onto all of their hands. Shevo behemamim, so that the water should be able to come onto all of them. Okay, so what do we say in this Mishnah? Number one, what we said is that hands can become tame, can become tar, only up until the joint. And so that's the nafkamina. The way that that's manifest is if, let's say, when you pour the first waters, you pour the first waters covering the hand, only up until the joint. And the second waters that you pour exceed the joint, and they roll back down. Well, the hand is going to be tar because the hand is matame only in the region of the hand, not the arm, let's say. Now, what about, though, if you pour the first waters and the second waters beyond the joint, where the waters go all the way past the wrist, and then they roll back down? Well, now the hand becomes tame, because the first waters do not become purified by the second waters that are rinsed over them when it's in the area that's above the arm. That was the first point of the Mishnah. Now, the second point of the Mishnah was that, let's say, you pour water onto one hand, the first waters that you pour onto your right hand, then you change your mind and you want Shimon to pour water onto both of your hands simultaneously. Your hands are tummy. Why? Because when he pours the second waters, it's not really second waters for both of your hands. It's only second waters as far as your right hand is concerned. As far as your left hand is concerned, those waters are mayim rishonim, which means that when they come into contact with your left hand, those waters are tummy. Now, if your two hands touch to one another, the waters on your left hand are tummy, the waters on your right hand. So that's no good. Now, the Mishnah then went on and said, okay, what about in the following case, where you had Shimon pour the water onto both of your hands simultaneously, so you held out your hands together. He pours the water onto your two hands, and then you change your mind, you only want your right hand to be tar. So you pour water onto your right hand, your hand is tar. Fine. What about, though, if you rinse your right hand, you do the netila to only your right hand, and then you rub it onto your left hand to dry it? Well, now the right hand is going to be tame, because the water, because your left hand is not tahar, and so it touches the water on your right hand, and it's matame them, so now you have to start over. What about if instead you dry your hand on your head or on a wall? Well, then your hands are going to be tar. And the final point of the Mishnah is that, let's say, four or five people, they line up either with their hands right next to each other, touching, or on top of each other, so you can have somebody else pour water onto their hands simultaneously, as long as they loosen their hands from one another, allowing the water to trickle over all their hands. Okay.